Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mercy Talk. This is Jen Otero.
And this is Melanie Wise. And we are excited to have you back with us this week. If you've been joining us for the last 3 weeks, we have been talking over the course of the month of May about just the importance of being a healthy helper and just allowing, you know, just the Lord to do whatever He needs to do in your life to bring you into a place of just wholeness and an understanding of who He truly is and who you are and what your worth comes from and what your identity comes from and all of those different elements that are so important for us to continue to walk in a place of freedom and wholeness. But also, we've specifically been focusing on how important it is to walk in that place whenever you're trying to help other people, because you will give away whatever you have. And so, you know, just as we've been talking through those different elements, the first week of May, we talked about just having a healthy understanding of who God is and His nature. Mm-hmm. The next week, we talked about having just a healthy mindset and sense of identity and who you are and also who you are not, especially when helping other people, which kind of led us into the next week, which was on boundaries and having healthy boundaries in your relationships with other people, but especially in your relationships with people that you're helping. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of as we were discussing these topics from week to week, it just really became clear to us that these all go hand in hand and work together to have us all in a solid place when we're helping others.
And today we're excited that we have a guest with us.
Woohoo!
Because I know as much as y'all love me and Mel, it's nice to have a third voice.
Yes, it is.
On Mercy Talk. So today we're excited that our transitional care manager, Carrie, has joined us. She has been a helper in many, many, many capacities. And so I know that she's going to have a lot to share and add to the conversation. So Carrie, thanks for coming to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
So if we can kind of kick off and you tell us a little bit about your history with Mercy, what your current role is, just sort of to kind of give listeners an idea of what your role is here at the ministry, that'd be awesome.
Sure. Well, I've been with Mercy for 6.5 years, and the first six of those 6.5 years, I served as an executive assistant, and in the last 6 months have been the transitional care manager. Mm-hmm. So as an executive assistant, you definitely serve people in an interesting capacity there. And then as the transitional care manager, you're not only serving our Mercy girls more closely, but you're also serving the staff that you supervise.
Yeah, which is awesome. So I know, Carrie, in addition to all that you do within the walls of Mercy, there's a lot that you have done for many, many years out in the community. So can you give us a little bit of idea of that? I know you've mentored and all sorts of different things.
Yeah, I think, you know, prior to coming to Mercy, what helped set me up so well to do what I do now is mentoring one-on-one, leading small groups, and really discipleship, which is what my passion is, discipling young women.
Yeah. So if you could give an example of what discipleship means, just for listeners who are like, I know what that word means, but what does that mean? How would you explain what that looks like?
Well, and I even wrote down just a scripture reference for those that aren't familiar with it, but Matthew 28:19 is the Great Commission. And Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So a disciple is literally a follower of Christ. And so in making disciples, you are helping to raise people up as followers of Christ, imparting practical wisdom and knowledge unto seeing them released to do what we've been talking about here for the last month, which is help make other disciples.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, Carrie, just kind of in, you know, knowing the topics that we've covered over these last few weeks, are there any thoughts that you just have or personal experience with some of those different areas that you would be able to speak into?
Yeah, I was looking over just the three that you had mentioned, a healthy understanding of God, a healthy mindset and identity, and having healthy boundaries. And I think all of those are absolutely necessary, whether you make disciples or not.
Right.
That's how you are a healthy disciple yourself. But the other thing I would just add to that, in order to be able to do all of those three, you have to also have a very healthy understanding of the Word of God. And, you know, what you said, you can't express what you don't possess.
That's good.
And so you can't train and make disciples to follow Christ if you yourself don't even understand what He said. So having a very, making knowing the Word of God, just like if you were in college studying psychology, psychology would be your business. As a disciple, you need to make knowing the Word of God your business.
That's good. Yeah, that's so good.
Good.
So, so good.
So, Carrie, one of the things that we really honed in on last week was just the importance of having healthy boundaries. And I think for most of the show, I just really told a lot of stories on myself because it was an area where I really crashed and burned a lot in my early days. And some of it was just physical boundaries as far as just kind of opening a door for people to contact me anytime they wanted. Like, you can call me anytime. Literally, if you wake up at 2 a.m. and you're struggling, you can call me. You know, like, not wise. Not a good idea. But then there was also an element of just like emotional boundaries that I did not have whenever I was helping people. So I was starting to carry the weight of all of their decisions and felt like it was my responsibility. And that just did not go well either. So there's just lots of different areas where it's important to set boundaries. But mm-hmm. Do you have any stories that come to mind or examples of times when that worked well for you, when it didn't work well for you, whatever it might be?
Yeah, definitely. Well, just before I even tell that story, one thing that I think is so important about setting boundaries is you have to have partnership with other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have people that I consider leaders in my life. So as I'm leading others, I have people that I can turn to as well, because we were not meant to just do one-on-one and just deplete one another. And so having partnership, I'm thinking in particular just about a young woman that I had walked with in the past for several years. And, you know, we met on a one-on-one basis weekly to go through some freedom materials for her to get set free. And as it progressed, you know, more and more things started to come up as we dug deeper and deeper. And being able to have someone else to process some of that with, because I don't hold all of the keys for this young woman. Mm-hmm. You know, and letting her know, too, that this was a confidential relationship. But at the same time, she knew that, hey, I may need to bounce that off someone else, or let me get back to you. And making sure that I don't present myself as being the savior for mm-hmm. that person mm-hmm. and that I'm clear, you know, with her that I need partnership and you're going to need partnership other than me mm-hmm. as well.
That's good.
And so she needs to have other people to bounce things off of. And yeah, I would say I don't have a big problem setting boundaries because I love boundaries. If anything, I probably have to push myself to put my boundaries, like pull them, you know, not pull back too much, but to open myself up a little bit more. But I think one of the biggest things with setting boundaries in the very beginning, when you establish a relationship with someone and let's say you're going to disciple them, is to talk about expectations. Mm-hmm. What you would do that in any relationship if you were getting, you know, married, mm-hmm. A friendship, a supervisor, employee relationship, and you need to find out from her what her expectations are. And then you need to be very confident in telling her what your expectations are.
Right.
And I think when you do that and you get that out up front, then later you have a reference if you need to go back and say, well, you know what, we discussed this mm-hmm. and we talked about it and we need to go back and remember, you know, what things I'd looked at. And mm-hmm. sometimes they need to change as the relationship develops.
Sure.
But talking about expectations up front, I think, is key.
Yeah, because goodness knows it's so much easier to mm-hmm. set them on the front end than to realize you're in a heap of trouble and you need mm-hmm. to backtrack and try to set them after the fact. It's just mm-hmm. harder. So I think that's a really, really good piece of advice.
I love it.
Early on.
And I'm just sitting here thinking how cool it is that in this conversation. I think so often, because so much of what we do at Mercy is biblical counseling and all of that kind of thing, I think sometimes even the helper conversation can go towards counselor or towards some of those types of things. But just being a discipler is a huge, huge, huge role of helping someone. And even like you just said, Carrie, you're able to get to the root. You're able to get to that heart stuff with someone mm-hmm. if there's that relationship and that rapport and they're ready to go there.
Right.
So I love that fact mm-hmm. as well, that this conversation is continuing to point us back to a lot of our listeners, that you don't have to have that college degree. We recognize that's important. And sometimes there's that need for that extra level of training. But the reality is, if you're in the Word and you have a healthy understanding of the things that we're talking about, you really can be positioned to create a lot of mm-hmm. of change in someone's life as you follow the leading of the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, and the truth is, when you look in the Bible, the disciples were just regular guys. They were mm-hmm. fishermen. They didn't have a master's in counseling. And we need that, but we can't wait to have mm-hmm. that to make disciples.
Right.
And so that's why functioning from a healthy place, like you said, having a healthy understanding of who the Lord is, mm-hmm. who we are, our identity, and knowing how to set healthy boundaries, we're set up to then move forward and just replicate what has been done for us.
Yeah. I think that's really great. I mean, it's just almost a... I think it's just a good reminder to everybody mm-hmm. that as you said earlier, I mean, this is actually our commission. Like, this is actually our mandate from the Lord that
all
we would
us.
Become disciples yeah. and then disciple other people who will disciple other people. And that right. that's actually not just for a specific group of people
exactly.
who are called to that
yeah.
or something like that. So I think that's really good. Total side note for what we're actually wanting
it.
To discuss today,
but
it's
it.
Huge. I mean, it's so important mm-hmm. for us to all remember that we're all called to that place. And so this whole idea of becoming a healthy helper is also being a healthy discipler and mm-hmm. a healthy disciple. I don't even know if discipler is a word, but
I made it up, so yeah. we'll go
okay,
with it.
There you go. But, you know, I just think that everything that we've been discussing this month applies to literally every last one of us.
That's
and
true.
So it's not just for a select group of people. So
that's so good. So Carrie, let me ask you this then. The other two areas that we talked about is that healthy understanding of God and that healthy identity. Do you have any thoughts on what it looks like in what we're talking about when it comes to being a disciple or really helping someone grow in their discipleship place of the Lord and encouraging in them in those places and or the importance of walking that out yourself?
So I can even think of a time when I was mentoring someone, and as we were walking through some restoration materials together, it came up that she had put on the Father God the characters of her own earthly father.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, oh, yeah, we really need to work through this. And then going home that night, and the Lord's like, yeah, you and I really need to work through this.
Wow.
And it's interesting how sometimes when you mentor people or walk closely one-on-one in that type of a relationship, it will sometimes bring things mm-hmm. up in your own life. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing. We're not ever going to just arrive
that's
and be
great.
Perfected. So as someone who mentors and disciples others, it's important to not only have a healthy understanding of who the Father is, who the Son is, who the Holy Spirit is, but that you're continuing to grow in your knowledge of that.
Yeah.
And that comes through, I mean, how do you build relationship? You get to know someone by spending time with them.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
that's by spending, you know, one-on-one time with the Lord, abiding in Him and reading His Word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a really, really good point. I think that you bring up just about the importance of being able to turn the lens and look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think sometimes that can happen when you're working along with somebody else and you just don't want to go there. Like, I don't have time for that. I'm supposed to help this person. I'm supposed to be there for them. This is all mm-hmm. about them. It's not about me. And so you just kind of like cast it aside. There's that scenario. Or sometimes I think there's this scenario where it's like you're so focused in on helping somebody else that you don't ever just take a moment to step back and like turn it on yourself and like, mm-hmm. where am I with this? You know, so I think sometimes it's just an intentionality of like constantly looking into your own life and your own heart. But then when those things come to the surface, to not cast them aside and think that
yeah.
they're not going to at some level affect everything you're doing. So
mm-hmm.
I just think that's really, really good on both ends. Just be aware of that and to be willing to go there yourself.
I can think of lots of times that I've come out of sessions going, yep, and the Lord whispering,
mm-hmm.
yep, you helped her with that, and that's awesome, but this has stirred up something in
mm-hmm.
you that now you're responsible
yeah.
for.
Right.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
how that continues to move you forward. But you're right, we could easily get prideful and be like, well, somehow I've arrived, when we know better.
Yeah.
You know, it's the reality of not getting stagnant, but continuing to grow and heal ourselves so that we just go strength to strength and glory to glory,
mm-hmm.
and we continue to have more and more to give away in those moments.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, people who are really hurting and in a place that they're overcoming, they can tell whether or not you've walked those things out yourself. They can call it if you're faking it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not
mm-hmm.
continuing to grow, you really start to move yourself out of a position mm-hmm. of trust and a position of them really being able to look to you
yeah.
to know, wow, she's walked some things and therefore I know that she can actually have a voice in my life. If you've not, you start to run out mm-hmm. of things to be able to really impart.
Carrie, as we kind of get ready to wrap up the show, I would love just for you to share any other last thoughts that you have. We really try to kind of keep the Mercy Talk really practical for people,
mm-hmm.
that there's really some good takeaways from it, not just a bunch of ideas and thoughts. So is there any practical steps that you have for people going from here?
Sure. I think two different sides. If you yourself desire to be discipled, and then you have someone who's looking to disciple someone else. So if you are someone that is interested in becoming a disciple or even learning more about that, just looking within your local church and asking
mm-hmm.
some questions. If you're a woman, maybe of some older women in the church, or if you're a man, same thing, an older man. And, you know, a lot of churches have great resources that you can walk one-on-one through with someone. And I think that's what I did when I started
mm-hmm.
out. I went through a couple of books with an older woman that I partnered with in my church, and it was just so helpful.
That's awesome.
And brought me to just teaching me practical things about what it meant to walk the Christian life
mm-hmm.
and then how to then live out of that and help other people. And then if you yourself are looking to disciple someone, there's always young women in the church that want help, but sometimes they're afraid to ask for it. And I would pray. I would pray and ask the Lord to, if you have a heart to really pour out, but you don't know who to pour out to, ask the Lord and he'll highlight someone in your church, or maybe it's someone that you see on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to a young woman to have someone older that she looks up to walk up to her and just ask if she could get together for coffee.
Yeah, that's
okay. And you don't have any idea where that's going to go, and it may not work out, but it's very affirming. It was very affirming for me when I was 26 and that happened, to have someone connect with me and said, hey, I would love to just get together with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that the older women pouring into the younger women.
Yeah.
So good. And really, same thing really for men.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly also think that there's probably a lot of women out there who would love to pour into younger, but they don't really know how to do that either. So sometimes there's even a place for being like, you know what, I need that in my life. Like, I'm going to just, you know, maybe approach someone who I see as potentially being someone who could really pour into my life, and just point blank ask the question. Yes. You know, like sometimes they just need to be asked. Like,
yes.
I would love to do that, you know. So not only do you sometimes need to be the initiator of pouring into someone, but you may also need to be the initiator of, hey, like
being poured into.
Right, exactly.
Totally.
So sometimes someone just kind of needs to be asked. So instead of just kind of like sitting around hoping someone will come up to me, you know, sometimes you just kind of have to take the initiative in that. So
absolutely,
that's awesome. Well, Carrie, we are so grateful for you coming and joining us today. I know you're very busy in your TC role here, and so we just appreciate you taking time.
Thank you so much.
Well, everyone, as we get ready to sign off for today, we just want to encourage you, if you've not checked out our Ditch the Baggage book and study, that's something that you can go online at mercymultiply.com and check out. It's just a really cool resource that we've seen a lot of really great fruit from, that is positioned, especially this Bible study, to be able to be walked through in this very type of relationship that we've been discussing over the last couple of weeks. And so that's just another resource we encourage you to look into. And I know that in our conversation as well with Carrie, we were also talking about some of the tools that she has used in the past. And the two that she mentioned was Victory Over the Darkness and Bondage Breaker by Neil Anderson too. So that's just a couple places to start. If this is an area that you're wanting to disciple someone in, or possibly as you're looking into some tools to be discipled from, that's just some great places to start. So thanks again so much for joining us. And we hope you have a great day.